back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature 4 45s from the early 1970s, both the A and the B side of the 45. We'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, then the Supremes, Diana Ross, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, the Onion Song, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, right here on Motown Memories.
The world is just a great big onion. And hate and fear are the spices that make you cry. Oh, baby. And the only way to get free of this great. Get a hold on you.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
With the greatest power,
a Motown memory from the Supremes, the B-side of the 45 called The Wisdom of Time from 1972, the A-side was Your Wonderful Sweet Sweet Love, and that reached number 59 on the pop charts and number 22 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, California Soul, the B-side of the 45, it did chart, reaching number 56 on the pop charts in 1970, and the A-side was The Onion Song with Marvin and Tammy, and that reached number 50 on the pop charts and number 18 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 45s, both the A and the B side from the early 1970s. Well, coming up, Diana Ross's version of Reach Out, I'll Be There from 1971. Well, Reach Out, I'll Be There was originally a 1966 song recorded by the Four Tops, and it was produced by Motown's main writing team and production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. The Four Tops version of the song is one of the best-known Motown tunes of the 1960s, and today is considered the Four Tops' signature song. It was number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart for 2 weeks, and also number one on the Hot 100 charts for 2 weeks. Well, Diana Ross took Reach Out, I'll Be There and slowed it way down to make it a ballad. Well, here she is singing it from 1971 right here on Motown Memories.
Just an illusion, and your world around is tumbling down, darling.
favorite Motown song? Invite Tom at MotownLilies at yahoo.com.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Superstition ain't the way.
Got it, bad girl. album. That was the B-side of the 45, released in 1972, and it was written by Yvonne Wright. Before that, Stevie Wonder's A-side smash hit, Superstition, reaching number one in the pops and rhythm blues charts of 1972, and Superstition was written by Stevie Wonder. Before that, the B-side of a Diana Ross 45, They Long to Be Close to You, a smash hit from the Carpenters, but Diana's version didn't chart, and she debuted on an ABC television show called Diana that same year. We started with Diana Ross's Reach Out, I'll Be There, a four top smash hit, but Diana's slow version reached number 29 in the pop charts and number 17 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1971. Well, this hour, we featured 45s, both the A and the B sides from the early 1970s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.